her metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, March 5th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today. One of the other stories that I'm looking at is the nuclear power plants got information again about these front burner activities. Well, one of the things that we're looking at is the possibility of local manufacturers being able to put these SMRs on their own grounds and generate their own electricity for their power plants or their factories or their business. They produce their own electricity on site. Well, guess what? There's no need to be buying power from Consumers Energy or DTE. So there's a lot of upside benefits to that. Well, talking about FOIA requests, getting your county clerk to tell you how many registered voters are on her qualified voter files, then doing some research to the U.S. Census Bureau that took place last decade that we have is 2020s, to see how many residents you have in your county. Of the number of residents, how many are less than 20 years of age, most of them children who can't be registered to vote. Figure out the adult population. Very simple. Then take your qualified voter file number from your county clerk and divide it by the adults. And I'll tell you how good or bad your qualified voter files are in your county. Again, we talked about some county clerks very willing to look that number up and give it to you. Well, if they want, they can request a FOIA, Freedom of Information Act. Well, this is something that Lansing is trying to take up. Question asked, can two Oakland County legislators with a bipartisan history of working together find a way to jumpstart passage of the long-pending Freedom of Information Act legislation, even over the objections of the House Speaker, Matt Hall, who says, we're not going to do it. What is Matt Hall so afraid of? You've got a Senator Jeremy Moss, Communist Democrat from Southfield, State Representative Mark Tisdale, Republican from Rochester, both of them strongly backing FOIA. Freedom of Information Act, covering the governor's office, the secretary of state, the attorney general, all state reps, and all state senators, who right now do not have to respond to a FOIA request. What are they so afraid of? You see, first of all, this is the problem we have with our state government. Every single study, report, any information gathering that I've ever seen done on two main points of state government here in the state of Michigan, transparency and accountability. Transparency, accountability. We always, in every study that I've seen for going on now almost close to 13 years of doing this show, Michigan gets an F. a complete failure grade. Every single organization that's ever looked at our state government when it comes to transparency and accountability, we get an F. So why are these guys so against FOIA requests for our state government? Basically, there's three options. Do nothing. Allow them to operate in complete darkness. You see, FOIA requests, folks, when people ask for them to provide information, when you ask, when you're specifically investigating a bureaucratic agency or maybe the executive branch, what information, what science did Governor Gretchen Whitmer rely on to lock down our senior citizens in senior assisted living facilities during the China virus? What actual science, who did she talk to, what emails did she get to come up with that policy? We don't know. I contend that she killed seniors knowingly in those senior assisted living facilities. Family members were kept from seeing their grandpa, their grandmother, maybe great-grandfather, great-grandmother in the senior assisted living facilities, and they died a lonely death. That is on Governor Gretchen Whitmer. So, option one, do nothing. Number two, amend the speaker's HEAT ethical reform package, HEAT, by adding FOIA language and sending it back to the House for a vote. Or tie bar his HEAT agenda to FOIA so that neither one would pass without the other one. Well, Tisdale, the Republican, confessed he's not a big fan of the tie bar option, but everything's on the table. At least at the outset of these private discussions, nothing has been ruled out. Moss, who's labored long and hard on the measure, said he would like to add a letter to Speaker's reform package, calling it HEAT F, because actually he believes there's a fourth option. The Speaker could allow a House vote, giving him a chance to vote no and let the other members of the chamber vote as they please. Just because the Speaker is against it doesn't mean every other state representative is, said Moss. Pressing this option, the Speaker refused to commit to that, telling the off-the-record panel, "I don't want to give the media any false hopes. You guys in the media want this so bad. Well, I don't want to drag you along for 2 years and end up breaking your hearts," end quote, said Matt Hall. Tisdale, Republican, recalls that he and the senator from Oakland County have cooperated on other issues in the past. And this marks just another chance to see if they can do it again on a statewide issue that has languished for years, despite what was said in the past. With Democrats back in the control of both the House and the Senate, back in 2023, every time I've been on the program, you've been pessimistic about projects like this. Now I'm in Senate leadership, and the Senate Majority Leader has flagged this as a priority. I look forward to inviting you to the bill signing, end quote, said Moss, November 17th of 2023. That was when they had control of the House, the Senate, and the governorship. He alleges that even the Senate Majority Leader, Winnie Brinks, the Communist Democrat from Grand Rapids, was on board and was going to bring it up for a vote. Well, guess what? It never happened. Why? Because they do not want us to know the truth about what they do behind closed doors in Lansing. The governor doesn't want it. The secretary of state doesn't want it. The attorney general doesn't want it. State reps and state senators don't want it. That's exactly why I do want it. If we have the ability to submit a FOIA request to get information from these people, by the way, without paying for it, they should be willing to do it. Why? Because they work for us. They got elected by us. Many of them took donations from us to buy campaign signs, door knockers, be able to run ads in TV, radio, and newspapers. And this is what they owe us, transparency and accountability. And right now, it doesn't look like we're going to get it. Why? Because they want to operate in the dark. They do not want any sunlight shown on their activities. Because if we found out really what was going on behind closed doors, I don't think these people would get reelected. Once we found out what Gretchen Whitmer did to those seniors during the China virus back in 2020, 2021, if we really knew the information she got for her policies to keep those seniors locked down in those senior assisted living facilities, there was no way in heck she would have been reelected in 2022. But they hid it all. If you see a state rep or a state senator, tell them we want FOIA for state government. Executive branch, legislative branch, and judicial branch. We want to be able to FOIA a Michigan Supreme Court justice. How much money did you actually get from Jocelyn Benson, Secretary of State, before you ruled on her case? Oh, yeah. We want to know this kind of stuff. If we don't get it, folks, we will continue to get an F when it comes to state government in Lansing, especially transparency and accountability. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Scott Hawley came to our home and explained all the benefits of investing in a safe step walk-in tub and shower. After hearing all the options and features, all while using fresh, chemical-free water every night, made our decision a no-brainer. Call or text Scott at 231-534-0755 to schedule a free home visit. Mention Trucker Randy and get a $500 discount. Again, call or text Scott at 231-534-0755.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of this third hour today. We're going to be meeting 10 o'clock on Saturday at the McDonald's on 131 and 66, just north of that intersection, north of downtown Mancelona. We'll be in the back rear parking area of the McDonald's, 10 o'clock. Asking that you come and join us and help us collect citizens of Antrim County registered voters' signatures on our petition drive. I have four Saturdays in March, starting this Saturday, March 8th, the 15th, the 22nd, and the 29th. I got to collect 125 signatures every Saturday, and I could use some volunteers to come join me. Drive your vehicle down. I'll give you the clipboard, the petition sheets, and a laminated explanation ad that we ran in the Weekly Choice newspaper, and be able to explain to you how to fill out the petition sheet and how to bring it back to the McDonald's at 3 o'clock that afternoon. I'm asking for 5 hours. I'm asking for you to be in your vehicle and come down and work a gas station, a grocery store, where people go to shop, go to buy their gas, go to buy their food on Saturday. I would greatly appreciate the help. I'm going to be doing this myself. I need volunteers to come join me. So if you'd like the flyer on the information with the address, text me Saturday. I'll be doing it for the next four Saturdays. I'll even be collecting during the week on my own. I have pledged that I will get 500 signatures of the 2,700 required to put this jail situation on the ballot here in Antrim County. And I need your help. Greatly appreciate if you come on Saturday, meet me at the McDonald's on 131 at 10 o'clock, and I'll give you everything that you need. I even have some small yard signs about stopping the jail that you can lean up against your vehicle while you sit there and wait for people to come to the gas station or the grocery store. Very simple. Do you live in Antrim County? Yes, I do. Are you a registered voter? Yes, I am. Well, we have a petition. We're trying to put this on the ballot. We already defeated it November 5th, but we'd like to put it back on the ballot again because our county commissioners, three out of five of them, voted to borrow the money and go around us, the people, but yet make us pay it back. We believe we can build it for a lot less than $33 million, and we can do it without bond financing or raising property taxes. We already have the reserves. We already have the money in our rainy day fund, but the commissioners want to borrow the money instead. What do you think? Will you sign our sheet? Yeah, that's fair. Let's see what the voters of Antrim County say. We're going to put it on the ballot. We're going to have a vote. When we have the vote, we'll know whether or not we're in the right or the wrong. If they want to go with the commissioner's bond, they'll tell us in their no vote. They want to approve our petition request to stop the bond. They vote yes. We got it on the ballot. We have a message for those 3 out of 5 county commissioners. We, the people, don't want to do it your way. 3 county commissioners in this county do not dictate to all 23,431 residents on how we're going to go about paying for a new jail. So if you could come join me on Saturday, I would greatly appreciate the help. Text me Saturday. I'll send you the flyer with all the information. Greatly appreciate it if you would help me do this. I'm taking personal responsibility, folks, for 500 of the 2,700 signatures. I need volunteers. I need you guys to come join me on Saturday. So again, text me Saturday. I'll send you the flyer. Another flyer I have stored in my phone already. Been talking about once already today. Talk about it again real quick. Harbor Springs Outdoors Gun Show is happening not this Saturday, but next Saturday, March 15th from 9 to 5, Sunday, March 16th from 9 to 3 in Harbor Springs. VFW Post there, 2051, is located at 599 West Conway Road. You can get a hold of Tim. You can call him 231-838-8054. Or email him at harbortim@gmail.com. Tickets are $8 at the door. The children, younger children, are free. Lunch is available for purchase. Great event. Highly recommend you take the time to go. 9 to 3 on Sunday the 16th. After church, go by and check it out there in Harbor Springs. Text me Gun Show, and I'll text you the flyer on that one as well. So Saturday to come help me collect signatures in Mancelona, or Gun Show for the following weekend, March 15th and 16th. Text me Gun Show or text me Saturday and I'll send you the flyers. Get a hold of some friends. Have them drive down as well. We'll spread out over the county. We'll meet back at McDonald's. I'll collect the signatures from you and maybe we'll have some food together. Greatly appreciate you guys so much. Now we go back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll, and 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. Have a wonderful Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR.